I'm on wireless one. I think you caught me. Excellent. As we enter into this time of reflection, let us pray. Holy God, who seeks to take us and remake us and mold us in your image, we ask that you be present with us in this time as we hear this scripture, as we listen to this reflection, as we let your spirit blow through us as you like. Send your transformation. This we pray in Christ's name. Amen. I love this scripture. Not because it has the world's favorite and most famous Bible verse, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life." Although this is beautiful, and it's a summation of the gospel, it's not what I find most compelling in this scripture. It is that interaction between Nicodemus and Jesus one night that draws my attention. It reminds me of another time in my own past, another encounter with Jesus in a dark night where a question is posed. I'm not sure why he called that day, but Toby did. I guess it may have been because I was a safe person to him, someone who wouldn't freak out. Anyway, that call back then went something like this. "Would you please come with me to a local church meeting tonight? I want to go. They're talking about the devil and hell. I want to see what they have to say. I'm really interested in this stuff, but I don't want to go alone. Please, please come." Why would I want to go? I had no interest in hearing some crazy ideas about how if I didn't believe a certain way, God was going to punish me and send me to hell, where I'd be at the mercy of the devil. "Well, you can handle it, and there'll be snacks and juice." I responded, not really interested. If truth be told, Toby was not really my friend. I disagreed with almost everything that came out of his mouth, and thought of spending an evening with him wasn't high on my priority list. And then he said, "I'll owe you." "So, what time is it and how long does it last?" "It starts at 7 and, well, we should be home by 9:30. "Okay, but you'll owe me." In my books back then, it was never a bad thing to have a favor to call in when needed. Now let me be clear. Toby was anything but a believer. He was probably the most irreligious kid in the school, often making fun of the evangelical Christian who was attached to our eclectic group of friends. And I myself was baptized, had been to weddings and funerals and the occasional youth group. But that was about it. I was curious about Jesus, but all the baggage that seemed to follow him around. And this church, from what I'd heard and my perspective, had a lot of baggage. So skeptical of what I would find, we walked into the church that claimed to have the sole truth about who Christ is and how to believe, and at Toby's prompting, sat in the front row. I was more than a little nervous. I imagine that Nicodemus felt that way too, under the cloak of darkness, so that nobody would recognize him as he approached this radical new teacher with his questions in hand. He had heard about this Jesus and what he was doing, and recognized what he was doing as being from God. They read the same Torah, And yet what he was hearing sounded so new and so different. He wondered if he had missed something. Jesus tells him that he needs to be born again. Born again? But how? Nicodemus doesn't understand. And maybe we don't either. While we don't hear the words born again and think about literally coming out of the womb a second time, as Nicodemus did, many of us hear the words born again with the evangelical idea that it is a one time where you accept Christ into your life and you are born again and things are done. But I and others, including John Harvey, question if being born again is actually more than a one-time event. More than just a caterpillar turning into a butterfly. But maybe that butterfly then turning again into something else. That we are born again each time we take a step towards the life that Christ offers. Each time we find ourselves in the light, a little bit uncomfortable, and change our ways, that we may embody Christ even more fully. Each time we feel the Holy Spirit moving and working in us, and we respond to those pokings and proddings. Because each time we take a step towards the life that Christ holds out to us, we are changed. Changed into a new creation. The other thing I really like about the scripture is that it leaves us hanging. You see, Nicodemus has this deep and important conversation with Jesus. He's challenged, he's taught, and then he leaves the scene. He leaves to decide about whether or not he's going to be born again. For this is a lovely and important thing about Christ's invitation to be born again, is that it's our choice whether we accept it or not. We respond whether we respond to God's call or not. God does not force us or bribe us or guilt us into responding, but is always there, offering that love, that path, that opportunity to be transformed. It is not until the end of John's Gospel that we learn what Nicodemus decided. But you'll have to wait for that until Lent. Before then, however, it's important for us to realize that we are each faced with that same choice. Are we going to be born again? Are we going to step into Christ's offer to rework our lives? Are we going to listen to the Spirit as it pokes and prods at us? Are we going to trust where Christ will lead? As I sat in that church, waiting for the presentation to start, I felt so out of place. It was a church where people were very good at memorizing their Bibles, where the relationship with Christ was stressed, where there were clear rules to follow. And while these aren't necessarily bad things, I knew that if I was asked directly about my beliefs on some issues, I would be at odds with their regulars. As the coordinator of that evening took the floor, he explained that the topic for the evening had been changed. I don't remember what that new topic was. Something about new life in Christ. Sitting in those front seats made it really hard to get up and leave. And so, Toby and I sat through a presentation that neither of us really wanted to be at. What I do remember clearly was at the end of it, there was an invitation to be saved. To have people of the church come lay hands on us, that we may be born again. I don't remember what was said that night. But I do remember inside deeply wanting to come to Jesus. I didn't agree with everything they had said, but I did want the relationship with the one who invites us to new life. And as I sat there along the pressure, with the pressure to give your life to Christ and to come forward, I heard that still small voice blowing within. Yes, I want you to come, but not here. This is not the place prepared for you. Well, I didn't walk up to the front of the church that day. It was one of those born-again moments in my search for the place where Christ had prepared for me, the life that was held out in front of me. Born again in my commitment to seek the living Christ in my life. And I was thankful for that time and that place. Being here, right now, in this moment, we are like Nicodemus, who saw something in Jesus and came forward, who listened to Christ's words, and who pondered what it means to be born again, what it means to live in new life with Christ, to draw closer to God, to encourage and support those who are disadvantaged, to feel and feed the hungry and clothe the poor, to be in solidarity with each other and to participate in the liberating promise of the God who so loved the world that he came not to condemn, but to save. We are here, and Christ is here saying, be born again. Follow me out of the darkness. Follow me out of the shame. Follow me out of the pain that holds you back, and enter into the new creation that is Christ prepared for you. This is the amazing gift that God gives us. And it is our choice. So will you be born today again? To live your life in Christ more fully? To walk into that life that is laid open for you? Not to save you from hell, but to open you up to the true and abundant life that we hear in the gospel. In short, will you let Christ transform you into a butterfly and beyond? This choice is up to each of us. May we consider it and walk with confidence into the light. Amen. I invite you.